Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Chris LeBron. Chris is the host of the Off the Ball podcast and owner of the Off the Ball Network. We discuss the current happenings with the New York Knicks, including we also talk about the Knicks teams of the past, also the magic of Madison Square Garden, and so much more. Chris is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
If we go to page 11 in the presentation, you'll see that you'll see we're on target to meet our quarterly.
Some things never change, like nobody can resist popping plastic bubbles and Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
As I was saying, we're on target to meet. Excuse me, Miss Hansen.
Sorry, almost done.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The name your price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
About comparing rates at Progressive.com, is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com? We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Today, I'm taking it to the streets to give people the good news. Oh, excuse me, hello. I'm Flo from Progressive, and did you know...
No, I'm just waiting for the bus.
So then you have time to hear about how with HomeQuote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance.
Yeah, if I was interested in talking to you, which I'm not.
Okay, I'll do the talking, and you just check if you can be saving, which is going to be pretty hard to do if you put on your headphones. Okay.
See if you're paying too much for home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. With 24/7 customer service and guaranteed repairs, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this stressful meditation guide.
Take a deep breath. Focus on all the things you have to do. Did someone make the vet appointment yet? You don't know? That feels like something you should know.
Switch to Progressive today.
You are a mess.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Repairs through Progressive Network. Shops guaranteed for as long as you own or lease your car.
We save big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and use the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay! This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Who's this?
Discount Tire has just made tire shopping easier. Their touchless experience allows you to buy tires and book your appointment online. Then when you drive in, you can stay safely inside your car as the tires are installed. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Second game.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba, ba, Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The back.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We save big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and use the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii!
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Really thank Mom with great deals on gifts she'll love from Target. Celebrate her style with a free $10 Target gift card when you spend $50 on women's clothing and shoes at Target.com. Make it all about Mom at Target, where low prices and great deals make it easy to save. Restrictions apply.
Back after the Knicks were beaten badly by Denver the day before. Again, it seems like a long time ago. Julius Randle hits another.
The Garden of Dreams Foundation does just amazing work.
That's right. You can get a voicemail by the Clyde, man. The greatest Nick of all time.
Barrett for three. RJ Barrett doing it again. Back into the hands of Randle.
You're going to double him.
Randle drives, gets inside, falling away. Got it. Julius Randle puts the Knicks up by two.
Need to use some time, which they're doing.
Julius Randle. Go across the lane, kicks it inside, Noel with the slam, and the Knicks are up by 10.
Then six assists to lead the Knicks. Slick pass here for Noel with the stuff.
Van Vliet, straightaway three, rebounded by Barrett.
Yeah, one and done for the Raptors. Barrett doing a good job of bounding.
Randle puts up another three and knocks it down.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the MSG Network. That was Mike Breen, Walt Frazier, and Kenny Albert on the call. And, yeah, Julius Randle and the New York Knicks, some of their top plays during their awesome nine-game winning streak in the month of April. We're going to get more into the streak and more into the resurgence of the New York Knicks. Let's welcome the gentleman who is the host of the Off the Ball podcast, the OTB pod, and a diehard New York Knicks fan, Chris LeBron. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? How are you today?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you so much for once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Chris, it has been a long time since the New York Knickerbockers have been relevant, but they're good this year, and they have a chance to, you know, they have a great chance of making the playoffs. In your opinion, Chris, what do you accredit the resurgence of the New York Knicks for this 2020-2021 season? What do you credit to?
I give a lot of credit to the change of culture, bringing in a new front office that knows basketball, and obviously bringing in Tom Thibodeau has definitely been very, very huge for this team. And it shows, you know, this roster is not that much different from last year, but it's night and day as far as play on the court on both sides of the ball, especially defensively, being ranked, you know, number one in defensive efficiency, number one in defense at the three-point line. So coaching, front office has been the reason why this team has had success this year.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that, Chris. I mean, the coaching has been phenomenal. Tom Thibodeau, definitely a strong candidate for this year's NBA Coach of the Year. What are some of the intangibles, in your opinion, that makes that has made Coach Thibodeau such a success this year with the Knicks?
He's just brought in that intensity that he's brought in with, you know, with his time in Chicago and his time in Minnesota. I know the Minnesota time didn't end well, but he did take Minnesota to the playoffs, you know, for the first time in, I think, over a decade. So he's brought in an attitude. He's brought in, you know, accountability, you know, just his ability to get the best out of his players has been really great. Obviously, you've seen that with Julius Randle. You've seen it with R.J. Barrett. You know, he's getting stuff out of Derrick Rose, and at this point in his career, Taj Gibson, you know, all these guys, you know, like you said, team in the NBA, yet he has them playing as if they are one of the most talented teams. So his ability to unlock, you know, these players and get them to another level has been really great this year so far.
Indeed, it has been great. And speaking of going to another level, how about Julius Randle? He has really soared to a whole nother level this year. This year was a breakout year for Julius, makes his first All-Star team. And, man, Julius Randle's really been the heart and soul of this Knicks team. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Julius and his play this year with the Knicks.
I mean, last year, you know, it was – I don't know who could have succeeded last year, you know, with all the circumstances, you know, with the Knicks last year. So last year was tough for him, you know, didn't play the type of basketball he knew he could play. But this year, absolutely night and day. He's come in. He was in the best shape of his career, came in focused, you know, there were talks about maybe trading him and, you know, trying to replace him with Obi Toppin. And he really came in focused and ready to go and has really, you know, played out of his mind. Obviously, career highs throughout the board and his assists. I mean, that's to me is the biggest jump is his playmaking, averaging over the game, and just, you know, finding his spots on the court. He's and defensively too, he has improved immensely. You know, so the improvement from Julius Randle is really fun to watch because last year we didn't see that. You know, we saw a Randle last year that was, you know, just another guy who just puts up stats for, you know, a bad team. But this year, the fact that he's been the main reason why this Knicks team has been having so much success this year and is the fourth seed, it's been so much fun to watch. And, you know, he seems more happy this year than he was this time last year. And it's just a joy to watch him play on the court. And his teammates love him, too, which is great.
It's definitely a joy watching him, and he definitely seems happy out there. I know Knicks fans are even happier currently with this the winning streak that they had and then the chance to really go further in this playoff run. Another young talent on the Knicks team is R.J. Barrett. Man, what a steal he's been coming from Canada and playing the 1 year at Duke, and then this is his second year with the Knicks. Just kind of give me your thoughts on R.J. and how he stepped up his game this year.
He's been really good too. I mean, he had a little up and down season, and obviously he had that shooting slump early in the season where I think he was like 0-21 from the three. But since that, I think over his last 30 games, you know, he's hovering around 20 points a game. You know, close to 50% shooting, 40% from three. You know, his free throw percentage has, you know, been great. So he's been really. He's really improved a lot as the year has gone by defensively also. So it's really been fun to see his growth. And, you know, just to remember that he's still just 20 years old and he's still, you know, he's technically supposed to be a rookie in the league. I mean, people forget that he reclassified, you know, when he went to Duke. So he still has a lot of room to grow, and the sky's the limit for RJ. He could be a very, very good player once he figures out everything.
You know, you mentioned, we talked earlier about Coach Tom Thibodeau, Chris, and Tom Thibodeau knows Derrick Rose very well during their days in Chicago, and he knows about that. Derrick Rose, a former league MVP, All-Star, and I know you remember, and I remember as well, before the injury, Derrick Rose was unstoppable, and the Bulls had all of the makings of the championship pedigree. Unfortunately, he suffered the injury, had some setbacks, but now Derrick Rose seems to be on his way back. And, of course, with having Tibbs, it definitely makes the big difference. Kind of give me your thoughts on Derrick Rose and his play this year.
Derrick's been great so far, especially the last, couple games. He's been really good for us. I wasn't sure about the fit when we first got him. Obviously what they traded for him wasn't bad at all. Trading a struggling Dennis Jr. in a second-round pick. But, he's been great so far. Him and Tibbs just seem to be a perfect match. Tibbs loves Derrick Rose, and it's been really good to see Derrick Rose still playing high-level basketball, even though everyone still, wants to, remember the old Derrick that was an MVP in Chicago and all that. But the fact that he's still a very productive NBA player, still a very skilled player, is so much fun to watch. And he's been very, in Emmanuel Quickley's growth as a player, top and two. The young guys, I've definitely leaned on him for advice and all that. So the addition of Derrick Rose has been great. And he's still playing at a high level. So that's also fun to watch, to see that this guy that was an MVP at one point, now obviously not the same player, but still being a productive player on a potential playoff team, is really fun to watch, and how he is with the young guys too. His leadership has grown so much too, so that's also fun to watch.
Definitely, it definitely is fun to watch. And what's also been fun to watch, I'm going to bring up a couple of more names, Chris. Alec Burks, Elfrid Payton, Emmanuel Quickley, and Reggie Bullock. They've all been productive for the Knicks this year. Just kind of give me your thoughts on those players.
Burks, I like the Burks signing because, at any point he can get hot. Like, he had a stretch where he had five straight games of 20 points a game, so he's always been that type of player, someone who can come off the bench and give you some buckets. Reggie Bullock is a great 3-and-D player. He's been good of late, too, shooting and playing great defense. Elfrid Payton, I know he's kind of a Knicks Twitter. He gets a lot of flack, and, he has his days where, he's going to pass the ball well. He's going to get to the basket, but, he is what he is. He's a solid guard, who's also helped, out the young guys, too. So, the Knicks have had some very good vets come in and play their roles. Noel's been great too. Him and Mitchell Robinson are a great 1-2 punch, as big man. So, the guys are coming in playing their roles and playing their roles as great as possible. So I think, it's a young man's league, but yet you still need vets like Burks and Noel and Elfrid Payton and Reggie Bullock to help you win games. And the Knicks have definitely utilized these guys to the maximum so far this season. So it's been good. The blend of youth and the blend of vets on this team is really good, a really good dynamic so far this year.
Well, speaking of youth, Obi Toppin, one of the top draft picks in this recent NBA draft. Just so we know, Obi Toppin is known for being a high flyer during his time at the University of Maryland. Just give me your thoughts on Obi's play so far this year.
Man, I mean, Obi, he's obviously had so far I would say a disappointing rookie season. Has shown moments where he's shown what he did at Dayton. So, it's still hard, because he didn't have the typical training camp. Obviously, his college season got cut short. His team was a number one seed, and he was on his way to do even bigger things in the tournament and all that, with the National Player of the Year. I still have high hope for Obi. I know for the Knicks, they've kind of missed out on a lot of their picks, obviously with Kevin Knox and Frank. They haven't hit on those guys, and people are afraid this might be another top 10 guy that disappoints. But he's shown flashes, especially late. His defense has gotten better. Like, seems like he's getting a little bit more comfortable on offense, even though you still want to see some more. You know, I know he can shoot the ball. I know his athleticism is, you know, top 1% in the league. You know, so I think once they get a true point guard who can put him in the right spot, I think that's the best way to utilize Obi. And I think, you know, I'm not going to get too hard on him this next season. Hopefully they bring in a point guard who knows how to utilize him and put him in spots, you know, as a rim runner and all that. You know, pick and roll player, pick and pop player. Next year, use him more then. As he gets more confident, I think he'll be fine. It hurts that Julius Randle's pretty much playing his position, and he's not going to see a lot of minutes because Julius Randle leads the league in points and minutes per game. So hard to get your minutes when, you know, Julius Randle is playing at such a high level. So, you know, I'm still high on Obi, and I still think he'll be good. So, you know, up and down season so far, more downs than ups, but I think as we get towards the end of the regular season and the Knicks are pushing to the playoffs, I think you actually see him get some more minutes as you try to, you know, get Randle, you know, fresh for the playoffs.
All right. Well, you know, speaking of being fresh, you know, Chris, one of the many fundamentals of playing basketball is defense. It's definitely overlooked in today's NBA where everybody plays above the rim, and it's more, of course, of an offensive-first league. But the Knicks, you mentioned it earlier, defensive efficiency, man. They have really been clicking on all cylinders on the defensive side. Nerlens Noel is, like, in the top five in the league in blocks per game. Also, steals per game. You know, Julius Randle's got a lot of steals. Derrick Rose has picked up a lot of steals. Nerlens Noel as well. Tell me in your opinion, how have the reasons for the Knicks being so efficient on defense this year?
Everyone's buying in. I think it's that simple. Everyone's buying in. They're buying into the team philosophy, buying into team defense. You know, the days of having, like, you know, your runner tests, your Scottie Pippen, those days are kind of gone. It's more about the team defense. And if everyone buys in, everyone talks, I think, you know, you're going to get, you know, better defense. And it's not like the Knicks have a bunch of guys who are going to be all NBA guys. They might not have a single guy who makes all NBA defense, yet they number one in defensive team, number one in three-point defense. So I think it's just having guys buying in, that's been the biggest thing. And that's why, I mean, you're seeing Randle playing better defense, Derrick Rose playing better defense. Like I said, Bullock, Burks, everyone's buying in. To me, it's all about buying in. If you buy in, defense is all about effort. You know, you put in the effort and you buy in, you're going to be fine. So I think that's been the major reason why. And obviously Tibbs, who is a defensive guy, defensive guru, you know, we saw what he did in those Boston teams that won championships when he's the kind of the defensive coordinator for them. He did it with the Knicks when he was a coach under Van Gundy. Did it in Chicago. They were the best defense. And then even in Minnesota, they had a very good defense, you know, in his time there. So, Tibbs is bringing in that, you know, accountability on defense, and everyone's buying in. So, to me, that's been, you know, one of the reasons why they've had so much success this year defensively.
Well, you know, speaking of success, Chris, you know, the NBA, it's always fun when you see smaller market teams, but it's fun when the Celtics are winning. It's fun when the Lakers are winning. And it's also fun when the Knicks are winning. And, you know, throughout the course of the franchise of a proud organization in a proud city, you know, during the 70s, we saw it with Willis Reed and Walt Frazier and Dave DeBuscher and Bill Bradley and Dick Barnett and Jerry Lucas. And then we can go into the 80s and the 90s with Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason, John Starks. We can go to Latrell Sprewell and Allen Houston, Marcus Camby. And you know, Kirk Thomas. And now we have this resurgence of the Knicks. Does this current Knicks roster have the opportunity to be like those teams, Chris?
This team is very old school Knicks. Like, it gives you a lot of 90s Knicks vibes, you know. You got that one guy, you know, your go-to guy who's your scorer, a la Patrick Ewing in the 90s. And then you got a bunch of other guys who are, you know, your forcers, your defenders, your shooter. You don't have stars on this team other than right now Randle. So this is a very old school Knicks team. I don't know if this is going to translate to winning, especially in today's NBA, but the city is buzzing. It loves this team because it's built. You know, obviously the Knicks have tried to, you know, it's not like it's not well known that the Knicks have tried to get top-tier free agent and it hasn't worked. So they kind of had to resort to going the old-fashioned way and build from the ground up. So I think the city appreciates that, how they're doing it right now. And like you said, there's a lot of 90s vibes to this team. You know, hard, you know, playing defense, having that one guy who could take over, and everyone buying in is very 90s like with this Knicks team. So that's what I love, you know, because that's what I grew up, you know, being a Knicks fan. That's what made me love being a Knicks fan, was that grit and grind of the 90s. And this team kind of has that old school vibe to it. So it's kind of what New York City is about. And it's been so much fun to watch this team, you know, grind it out game in and game out. I know that they have that opportunity to win every game. So this team's very 90s like. It's very cool seeing how much they are just like those 90s teams, you know, those 90s Knicks teams. So it's been fun to watch, man.
I definitely see the similarities, especially with those 90s teams, especially Julius Randle. I see a little bit of an Anthony Mason in there. Rest in peace, Anthony Mason. If you didn't have the opportunity to watch him, or if you're too young to remember, look at YouTube. He was definitely an efficient player. Speaking of the magic of the Knicks in New York, they've been playing for years at Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. Chris, can you describe to the listeners out there that have never experienced the passion of New York Knicks basketball at Madison Square Garden? Can you describe it, sir?
Man, it's kind of hard to describe, because when you're in New York City, I mean, when you live here, you're used to all the bright lights and all that. But when you enter the garden, you feel it's different. It's a different feeling. Like, I've been to a bunch of stadiums, and they tell you, like, oh, it's great here, and then you don't feel that energy. But when you go to the garden, especially when the team is right, even when the team's struggling, you know, there's been times the Knicks have been really bad. I've been to games, and they're still, the garden's still rocking. And when you get to the garden and it's full capacity, it's full go, you hear the defensive chants, it's unlike any other basketball arena that I've ever been to, or period. You know, that's why you hear LeBron James and, you know, rest his soul, Kobe Bryant say that this is the best place to play. It's just an amazing place to be. It lives by its name, the world's famous arena. We've had so many great events in that arena. I mean, from boxing events, wrestling, you name it, hockey, you know, obviously basketball, you name it. So many great events have been here. So it's truly a beautiful place to be for a basketball game, no matter the team they're playing. It is the greatest atmosphere for a basketball game that I've ever been to. And I suggest if you ever in the New York City area and there's a Knicks game and you like basketball, go attend a game at the Garden, and you'll feel that energy because it's unlike any other arena in basketball.
Rightfully so. And, you know, to kind of piggyback off, you mentioned about wrestling matches. A professional wrestler, Bret the Hitman Hart, once said, Madison Square Garden may not be a church, but it's definitely holy ground. And, it definitely is the world's most famous arena, and it's definitely called that for a reason. And speaking of basketball, you know, New York City and basketball is like a marriage that it goes hand in hand. Chris, why do you think there's been such a marriage for years when it comes to New York City and in the sport of basketball?
I mean, New York City basketball is just—it's unlike anything else too. Like, it has its own style. I mean, when you say someone has that New York City style, you know that style. It's that ball handling, that quick, you know, trash talking style, in your face, hard nosed style. So New York City basketball, you know, is also a tremendous thing, you know. It's taken some hits of late, you know, it fell off a little bit, but we still got some huge names that made it to the league and made it to high-level college basketball. So New York City basketball, you know, it's special. You know, we got so many great places to play, the Rucker, the Cages, Kingdome. I mean, you name it, there's so many great you know, tournaments and places to play in New York City. So New York City as a whole is just, you know, it's just a tremendous place for basketball, and it has its own identity. And I hope it gets back to that identity, because it seems like it's been missing for a little bit. But hopefully we get that back and get back to that level of basketball, that high level of basketball.
Rightfully so. Now, Chris, a couple of more questions before we let you get on out of here. We talked about Madison Square Garden, but there's also a team just across the East River from Manhattan. I think they call themselves the Nets. They play in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. We know the Nets have had a great year this year, but ask you, I know the Nets have been balling this year, but is New York still a Knicks town, or are people, or is the fan base kind of 50-50 now?
Man, I talk about this a lot, you know, Knicks town, Nets town. I think it's always going to be a Knicks town no matter what. I think just strictly off, the Nets have just got here, you know. The Nets have only been here for, what, 7-8 years? So, and Knicks have been here for a long, long time, you know. I know the Knicks haven't won championships, you know, since 1973. So it's been a while since they won championships, but the city is – it's the Knicks are still a basketball city. It's still, to me, the team of New York. Just, you know, the shows I've been able to do and the interactions I have, it's still, if I had to break it up in quarters, Knicks town, maybe a little, you know, yeah, I would say 3/4 Knicks town, 1/4 Nets. I think it's, the Nets are going to have to do a lot more to really grab the city. I mean, that might take, before, you know, after I'm gone, you know, it may take a long time, but the Nets are obviously, they're trying to make noise, and they're trying to see if they can capture the city, but I still think it's Knicks heart, you know, no matter what. It's a Knicks town. I think there will be a Knicks town for a long time. Obviously, the Knicks haven't been good for a while, but I think it's still a Knicks town, you know, by a large percentage, but, you know, there's Nets fans, and, you know, there's some Nets fans who are from, you know, the Jersey days, you know, so I respect those fans. And I just think overall having the Knicks and the Nets both doing great things is great for New York City. It's great when the Mets and the Yankees are good, and the Jets and the Giants are good. So it's good for New York City right now.
Indeed, it is good for the Big Apple right now. And also, quickly, Chris, the differences between Madison Square Garden and the Barclays Center.
Wow. I mean, the Barclays Center is a beautiful arena. I give you that, but I'm always going to go with Madison Square Garden. That's home. I love that arena. It's there right in the heart of, you know, New York City. You know, Barclays still got some time to make history there. They have them. They haven't lived up to that yet. I'm sure they'll get there. But MSG all day.
All right, fair enough. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the show. So just tell everybody quickly what you do as the host of Off the Ball Podcast.
For having me. You can find me, Off the Ball Podcast, Off the Ball Pod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. Catch the show every Monday on Dash Radio on the Nothing But Net Radio channel at 12 noon. Shows available on all podcast platforms. Also, I run my own network, Off the Ball Network, so check those guys out. We got some great content there. But thanks again for having me on, man.
You're welcome. And again, one more time, tell everybody where they can find Off the Ball on social media, any websites that you have, plug that as well. And also let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Yeah. Go to Off the Ball Pod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Find me there. I'm very active on all social media. So, you know, if you want to talk Knicks, you want to talk basketball, hit me up there. Go check out the offtheballnetwork.com. That's my website. That's my network. Go check that out also. We got great content there. And like I said, you can find my show on all podcast platforms, also on Dash Radio too. So you can find me there. Like I said, just hit me up. We'll talk Knicks. We'll talk basketball. You know, and all that good stuff.
Awesome, awesome. One last question, Chris. What is the percentage of the Knicks winning the Eastern Conference Finals this year?
The Eastern Conference? Woo! I mean, I won't go that far. You know, no, I'm going to stay humble. You know, honestly, man, I'm just happy that we're talking about the Knicks this late in the season being a playoff team. You know, I'll take that. You know, whatever comes with it, comes with it. But to me, the right steps are being made, and that's what gets me excited.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Chris LeBron. He is the host of the Off the Ball podcast, which is dedicated to all things NBA and, of course, his New York Knicks, his beloved New York Knicks as well. Check him out on the various social media platforms, also the websites. And, of course, he's got his cool network called the OTB Network, Off the Ball Network. Chris, thank you so, so much for your energy, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
My man, thanks for having me on, brother. Take care.
You take care. You too, my man. We'll be back with more right after this.
It was the second game of a back-to-back after the Knicks were beaten badly by Denver the day before. Again, it seems like a long time ago. Julius Randle hits another.
The Garden of Dreams Foundation does just amazing work.
That's right. You can get a voicemail by the Clyde, man. The greatest Knick of all time.
Barrett for three. R.J. Barrett doing it again. Back into the hands of Randle.
They're going to double him.
Randle drives, gets inside, falling away. Got it! Julius Randle puts the Knicks up by two.
Need to use some time, which they're doing.
Julius Randle will cross the lane, kicks it inside. Noel at the slam, and the Knicks are up by 10.
With 24/7 customer service and guaranteed repairs, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this stressful meditation guide.
Take a deep breath. Focus on all the things you have to do. Did someone make the vet appointment yet? You don't know? That feels like something you should know.
Switch to Progressive today.
You are a mess.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Repairs through Progressive Network. Shops guaranteed for as long as you own or lease your car.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With 24/7 customer service and guaranteed repairs, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this stressful meditation guide.
Take a deep breath. Focus on all the things you have to do. Did someone make the vet appointment yet? You don't know? That feels like something you should know.
Switch to Progressive today.
You are a mess.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Repairs through Progressive Network. Shops guaranteed for as long as you own or lease your car.
Now streaming on TBS, Philly DA, a gripping new documentary series from Independent Lens. Will reformer Larry Krasner's agenda survive clashes with police and the courts? Philly DA on TBS. Stream it now on the PBS Video app. Now streaming on TBS, Philly DA, a gripping new documentary series from Independent Lens. Will reformer Larry Krasner's agenda survive clashes with police and the courts? Philly DA on PBS. Stream it now on the PBS Video app.
To remind pet owners that Progressive covers pets on our auto policy at no extra charge, we're making a really cute pet-themed radio commercial.
Hear that snoring? Two sleeping puppies.
Oh, they're awake!
And they're heading over to that cute, chubby baby that's just sitting there. What? Oh, now they're licking his face. Words will never do this justice. You'll just have to picture it.
Get coverage for your pets with an auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms. The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance. Or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale.
We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Na na na. Ba. Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South,
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul. Throw in the towel. History.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discount Tire has just made tire shopping easier. Their touchless experience allows you to buy tires and book your appointment online. Then when you drive in, you can stay safely inside your car as the tires are installed. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
To remind pet owners that Progressive covers pets on our auto policy at no extra charge, we're making a really cute pet-themed radio commercial.
Hear that snoring? Two sleeping puppies.
Oh, they're awake!
And they're heading over to that cute, chubby baby that's just sitting there.
What?
Oh, now they're licking his face. Words will never do this justice. You'll just have to picture it.
Get coverage for your pets with an auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Today I'm taking it to the streets to give people the good news. Oh, excuse me, hello. I'm Flo from Progressive, and did you know...
No, I'm just waiting for the bus.
So then you have time to hear about how with HomeQuote Explorer you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance.
Yeah, if I was interested in talking to you. Which I'm not.
Okay, I'll do the talking and you just check if you can be saving. Which is going to be pretty hard to do if you put on your headphones. Okay.
See if you're paying too much for home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
All right, everybody, once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Chris LeBron, the host of the Off the Ball podcast and owner of Off the Off the Ball Network, talking New York Knicks basketball and also, amongst other things, dealing with the NYC and basketball. Check out Chris with his great stuff with Off the Ball and the Off the Ball Network. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and remember, for God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.